This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
To salute everyone that is in this place in the name of Jesus Christ. We have been in a season of spiritual warfare since I came to the United Kingdom. Satan, I've seen his footprint in different cities, and we have been warring in the spirit. But the intensity that we found in the city of London, my God, something is about to give way. Yeah, something indeed is about to give way over the city of London. There is a witness of the testimony of God that is ordained to come out of this city to the nations of the world. Darkness has been put on notice that you cannot advance beyond this point. And there are foot soldiers of this apostolic movement that will be marked across the land to function as burning and shining lights to bring such witness to the land. The days of the fulfillment of the counsel of God is upon us. And it's a privilege to be numbered in the Lord Jesus Christ at such a time. In a moment, can you extol His name for the privilege that we have to be numbered in Him? For the privilege that it is for us to be called children of God. Oh, I know you traveled all the way from Canada. You traveled all the way from the United States of America. You have traveled to meet up with an appointment that has been scheduled from the heavenlies. God is interested in the United Kingdom, and at this point in time, He wants to stretch forth His hands. You are part of that which God intends to do. Extol Him for preserving you until this time. Magnify Him for keeping you until this time. You are part of the actors, the people that will translate and bring to pass the mind and intention of God. We give you glory. And we give you praise. We exalt your name. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ. I would like us to publicly acknowledge the efforts of Barrister James, my friend. We applied for, we just realized when we got back from Botswana that our visas to the UK have expired. So we applied in a hurry and paid all that was needed to receive priority treatment in terms of attending to our application. Only for us to find out that Satan was on our case. And it was a corporate application, three people inclusive. We had to unbundle the corporateness of the application and to treat each one as an isolated interest. So my own past first, and I came in and we missed Birmingham, so and almost missed Nottingham, but we straight from Heathrow to Nottingham, and then we began the campaign. Only for me to realize after we had a brief meeting in the night, I myself, Pastor Henry, and Pastor Dennis, and I saw a huge serpent blocking the door. Huh? I said, so? Then I went to my room and we began to process that situation before the Lord. And I stayed in prayer until I saw a man. He came, took the serpent, folded it, put the serpent in a basket. So I knew that my wife was going to come. And the next day, her document came up. But I now realize we still have Philip, Pastor Philip. So yesterday night, we now began the campaign for. So he's on application now. Now, never take no for an answer. You may be seated. God bless you. And so we celebrate your highness, O great King of heaven. O beauty of Zion, we make obeisance before you as we acknowledge your excellent majesty and your omnipotent power. Tonight, as we revere you, we plead with you that it might please you to stretch forth your hand over this congregation and over such people that will be participating with this broadcast today or in the days to come, that your spirit might descend upon them and that you might bless them. Take all the glory and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. In the book of Numbers, chapter 11, we have a situation. The situation that we have in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, is a situation that required something in the form of... No, you're not with me. Stop. Where's that sound coming from? Okay. All right. So my sound is strings. If it hits, then it cuts me off from... And then reduce my volume a little. I'll tell you when to increase it. Amen. So we have a situation in the book of Numbers, chapter 11. And the situation is so critical. Because viewing from a human perspective, it will seem that the solution to the problem is division of labor. The children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, and there was no system to run the affairs of the camp. There was no security system, there was no medical system, there was no defense system, there was no system. Moses was the system. So if there are conflicts, if there are challenges in the camp, they bring issues to Moses to judge. And it came to pass that Moses' father-in-law looked upon the hectic labor that was placed upon him to bring judgment and to bring justice to the people. And he told him that these people will weary you, and you yourself will weary these people. And he suggested a way out, and that was division of labor. You get some other functionaries, and you will place upon them some form of authority to act in your stead, so that so many people will be doing few things and the burden will not be upon one person. And as accurate as that is from the human perspective, that was not what God decided to approve. What God decided to approve is what we call baptism. 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 You will notice in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You are not with me. Are you with me? Stay with me. We need to travel. We need to. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Beginning from verse 1 on the screen. So that I will not have to try to find it. If you find it on the screen. He said, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how all our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea. Next verse. And were all baptized unto Moses. That's where I got the terminology baptism from. They were baptized unto Moses. Now, this kind of baptism is one of the technologies that God will be using in this end time. So what God did is too loud. If it goes this way, I'll start prophesying. And I don't want to prophesy this night. Hallelujah. Except the Lord wants. But personally, I'm not inclined to any prophecy this night. Now, so what I mean by baptism, or what this scripture means when the Bible says that they were baptized unto Moses, was that God raised a prototype of how he wanted every Israelite to be in Moses. So Moses was like a representative, a pattern kind of individual. When Moses satisfied the attendant requirements of consecration that was needed in order for him to play host to dimensions of God associated with the liberation of the children of Israel from the land of captivity, God wanted each member of the house of Israel to be a carrier of that essence that Moses warehoused. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Moses was a warehouse of a dimension of God that is needed in delivering the people of God from captivity and releasing the people of God into their inheritance. There was a dimension of God that is capable of achieving this great feat. And Moses was an embodiment of that dimension. You know all the dealings he had to go through in order for him to qualify to be a carrier of that dimension of God. So he brought them to the wilderness in this place, and there was a demand for functionaries. And the natural suggestion that you would bring, just like his father-in-law brought, was division of labor. Spread the responsibility across so that you will not be overtaken by the burden. But you see, that was not what God did. God did baptism. All right, there was a selection process for the first level of leadership that will assist Moses in carrying out the duties assigned to him. Are you there? So these guys were brought before the tabernacle, and God descended from heaven and began to speak with Moses. And as God was speaking with Moses, God was taking out of the anointing that was upon Moses and putting it upon the guys that were invited to stand before the tabernacle. That's baptism. They were baptized into the same essence that Moses had that made him function as Moses. Stay with me. We are going on a journey. So they were baptized unto Moses. There was a dimension of Moses that was available, of the essence of Moses that was available to them. So that when these other guys are doing the business of justice and judgment, it is same thing that is upon Moses that is at work on each and every one of them. So Moses has divided himself into 70 places. That's the same battle strategy that Abraham used to defeat four kings, and one of the kings, Tidal, was a king of nations. So it's much more than four kings that were. He defeated them with 318 men that were raised in his house. And how did he do it? The Bible says, and he divided himself. Abraham. He did what? How did he do that? It was the anointing that he was carrying. There was a portion of it. There was a measure of that anointing that was operational on each member of that army. If you come in contact with any member of that army, he fights with the tenacity, with the wisdom, with the skills of Abraham. Because Abraham divided himself. It was still baptism that was at work in that particular place. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
And so, on this day of baptism, the Bible reveals that there were two guys that were in the tent that were not present before the tabernacle. And when the download came from heaven, they began to prophesy in the tent. And Joshua ran to Moses and said, "Foul. There are two people that refuse to obey your instruction, but they have received the impartation. Can you empower me to go and stop them?" Moses made a statement which forms the basis of all our efforts to train prophets across the nations of the world. Turn to the book of Numbers chapter 11 verse 29. Because in my own quarter, in this meeting, I want to teach on the making of a prophet. But stay with me. Stay with me. I need to explain what that means. Now, see, don't worry about, see, as we move, the intensity of the grace of God will begin to take hold, and many things will begin to happen even before we start praying. We ward in the spirit for this day to come. And I know that there's an appointment with destiny that God has put in place. Something has been set in motion. And so, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You will not go back the same. You will not go back the same. You will not go back the same. In the book of Numbers chapter 11 verse 29, this was Moses' response to Joshua when Joshua came and said, "Empower me to stop them. They refuse to follow the instructions as to where they need to be for the impartation to take place. Stop them." And Moses said unto him, "Enviest thou for my sake?" Are you envious because of me? He said, "Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets?" That is, if you were to ask me, I would have said that, "Oh God, make all your people prophets and put your spirit upon them." So there is a difference between a prophetic person and someone operating from the prophetic office. So when we are saying the making of a prophet is in the light of the desire that Moses had, and what makes you such a prophetic individual is that the Spirit of God becomes active in colonizing you, active in influencing you, active in driving you. Now the Spirit of God will come into your space and teach you how to live. As far as God is concerned, you don't know how to live. And that doesn't mean you are not mentally equipped to engage any possible challenge that comes your way. I know you are capable, but you see, your capability is incapability, actually. Because God created us insufficient. He created us incapable. And the reason why he did this deliberately was because he intends that you will find sufficiency in a personality called the Holy Ghost. So the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 26 that what? It is this spirit that helpeth what? Our infirmities. And I always say that infirmities is in the plural. That means you are a bag of limitations, and God created you that way because he is hoping that you will embrace the Holy Ghost and you'll be taught how to function in the realm of sufficiency, because the Holy Ghost is the one that is going to make the supplies that will swallow up all your inadequacies, that will swallow up all your insufficiencies and give you capacity and make you able. You know, the Bible says that we are able ministers. of the new covenant. We have been enabled, we have been reinforced, we have been given the capacity to be agencies through which the economy of the New Testament can be dispensed. And our ability is not based on our mental capacity, but it is based on the Spirit. All right? So it means that when the Holy Ghost comes into your space and you allow Him to do His work and carry out His ministry on your life, He will teach you how to live. Yeah, you don't know how to live. He will bring the preferences of heaven. He connects you with heaven and colonizes you according to the civilization that is obtainable in that nation called heaven. And that's a kind of life that you are not aware of. You don't know. With all your intellectual capacity, you still need the Holy Ghost to bring education to you so that you will know how to live according to the Spirit. So Moses said, I wish that all the Lord's children were prophets and that God will put His Spirit upon them. So the prayer of Moses was answered in the New Testament. Because in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God only comes on kings, on priests and prophets. And He doesn't rest on them, doesn't stay on them. He comes on them when they are about to judge, comes on them when they are about to prophesy, comes on them when they are about to serve, so that they can serve accurately, they can judge accurately, they can speak the counsel of God accurately. You see, so it is momentary. It is momentary. If you study the life of the Old Testament prophets, you will see them when they are not enabled. You will see them in their despair. You will see them in their lamentation. And then, once again, when the Holy Ghost comes upon them, oh my God, you see them in might. You see them in power. You see them in such utterance that is not capable of humanity. Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, they are enabled to function. But you see, the prayer of Moses has been answered in the New Testament economy. In the New Testament economy, God decides to become user-friendly. So there is a measure of His Spirit that is domiciled inside of you. Are you there? Are you there? He has set up an administration that will make His move in your life original to you. Yeah. There are dimensions of His walking, dimensions of His activity that is unique to you in intensity, in texture, in color. It's just unique to you. And that's why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The word creation, from the original linguistic perspective, actually speaks about species. It's a new species. That means even though we are similar, we are not the same. Just like orange, citrus, that's the botanical name, if I remember. We used to cram those things those days, you know. Citrus paradisi, that is the normal orange that you know. The one in Africa, the one that is green. Citrus aurelifolia, that's the one that is orange color. Citrus nobilis, that is the big one. You know that big one? Grape. Then citrus limon, you know lemon. Citrus aurelifolia, that's tangerine. They are all citrus. May the Lord give you understanding. They are all citrus, but they are different species of citrus. We are all born again, but we are different species in Christ Jesus. So, are you there? That's why if you try to compare yourself with the next person, you are wrong. The parameters are different. Maybe your measurement is in Kelvin, the other person's measurement is in Fahrenheit. It's not. There is no basis of comparison whatsoever, because the Holy Spirit is seated uniquely in your vessel, and His activity is unique to your calling and unique to your ordination as set in motion by God. So you can encourage me. I can learn from you. I can be discipled by you. I can learn your ways. But I'm not going to be exactly like you, because I'm not like you. Because I am a different, what? Species. So even about your uniqueness, you don't even know about your uniqueness. You see, if it's Satan, Satan doesn't have sufficient administration to manage you as an individual. So he manages his people in groups. Drunks, womanizers, thieves. See, he manages, he doesn't have sufficient administration to manage you with all the colors of your uniqueness. He doesn't have that. So, but that capacity is found in God. And that is the fulfillment of the prayer of Moses. And that is the basis upon which we teach the prophetic school, that every believer can develop his capacity to interface with heaven and his capacity to deploy God's will upon the face of the earth. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. So having understood that, I can begin my message. That's the spirit of my message, all right? So I'm talking about the making of a prophet. The making of what? A prophet. So that's my own. And as we do the theory aspect, we'll do the practical aspect, you know? You know the way I preach. All right, so we do theory and then we do practice. So that we don't leave anybody in doubt in this room that God is real, that God is alive. Once upon a time, one of the sons of the bondwoman came for a debate. He wanted to debate with me about the authenticity of the God in whom I believe. I said, okay, before we go for the debate, even though I like your debate, I am wired for debate. Amen. But before, let's not go your way. Let's just reach into the spirit and bring out proof of the fact that our God is alive. Your God might be locked in a book and you need to look for him in a book. I carry my own around, you know. So I told him he wanted to take a second wife and that the lady was around 19 years old, fair in complexion, and the daughter of a politician. And that he wants to get married to the lady because he's hoping to go into politics. You know the way politics is in Africa, okay? He's hoping to go into politics subsequently in the future. So that will buy him some stars. But I told him that if you get married to this lady, we are still in the debate. This is a debate. That if you get married to that lady, she's going to destroy your entire home. So you need to choose if you want a home or you want political relevance. So the debate stopped. He now changed to counseling. We will prove to the world that he is not dead, he is alive. Hallelujah. So the idea is for you to be able to carry Jesus around, the living Jesus. Not the written Jesus, but the living one. And he lives through his spirit, and God wants his spirit to function in you to make God user friendly so you can have access to the resources of God, to the dimensions of God, to the reinforcement of God if you are adequately educated on how to interface with his spirit. Adequately. I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that he will put his spirit upon them. We are going to take major prophets in the Bible as prototypes. There is a way God revealed himself to each prophet. Right? There were his encounters, his approach to educating each prophet in the Bible was not the same. So we'll begin with Samuel. That's why I want you to turn to the book of Samuel, chapter 1 Samuel, chapter 1. Sorry, 1 Samuel, chapter 3, beginning from verse number 1. 1 Samuel, chapter number 3, beginning from verse number 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision, And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see, and the ewe lamb of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. This is an executive summary of the state of the nation of Israel at the time. First indicator: the word of the Lord was scarce in those days. That means, thus saith the Lord was a scarce commodity. Meanwhile, there were philosophies. There was, the preachers were still preaching. Ministry was still going on. All kinds of philosophies everywhere. And in fact, comedians were in church once and again, because pastors expect members to be depressed. So they bring the services of comedians to, you know, spark some light, you know. Amen. So the word of the Lord was scarce in those days. Second thing about those days was that there were no many open visions. The spiritual experience of falling into a vision, of seeing through the Holy Ghost, because it's your recreated human spirit that has the capacity to hear God. Are you there? You are not there. You are not following. Don't worry. I have a session to show you the structure, the transformer phase, how we can pipe from heaven above to the earth beneath through the Holy Ghost. So your recreated human spirit is calibrated according to God's frequency, so it has the capacity to listen to God, to hear God. Your recreated human spirit has the capacity to speak to your soul. That's how the transformer is. Are you with me? You're with me. All right. So your human spirit can listen to God, can pick the frequencies of God. And the frequencies of God are not in a form that your soul can understand. Only your spirit can understand it. So when your spirit has received from God's frequency, and your spirit is saturated with God, your spirit knows how to allow your soul enjoy the prosperity that he is getting from his intercourse with the Spirit of God. You see, this communication or this overflow that influences the soul comes in what we call the language of the Spirit. And the language of the Spirit is in form of thoughts inspired by the Holy Ghost. The language of the Spirit is in form of imagination and pictures that are fructified by the Spirit. Are you there? See, many times in the Bible, there are so many metaphors that are used to depict the move of God. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is seen as a river. Have you seen that metaphor before? When the Holy Spirit appears in the metaphor of a river or water or rivers, it is depicting that move of the Spirit when he begins to become fluid, that he can flow through your thoughts, that he can flow through your imaginations, that he can flow through your dreams. It's flowing. It's fluid. It can flow into your thoughts and generate thoughts that are not yours, that are his, so that your soul can understand the prosperity that is going on in your spirit, because your spirit is in communion with the Holy Ghost. Are you there? The Bible says that there were no many visions. If it means that the Holy Ghost was no longer flowing like water, so people could no longer understand what God was doing. The heavens were sealed. The technology that was rooted in the heavens could no longer come into the earth, because the channel of visions was becoming outlawed. So when you find a believer that can no longer hear God, hallelujah, Or maybe you are in ministry and you can no longer hear God. And you are sincere with yourself that, see, I have this infirmity. I cannot hear God. Because what keeps you in ministry? You are still in the service delivery of the Lord as long as you can receive from God. The moment you can no longer receive from God, you give out philosophy. And what you got from the head will minister to the head. What you got from the heart will minister to the heart. So in praise and worship, for instance, it's not about the song. No. It's not about the song. The song might be old, the song might be new. But you don't even need a new song. What you need is a song that you got from God. If you sing a song that you got from God, that song is going to take people to God. But if you sing a song that has melody and harmony, an accurate time signature, a good octave, you will take the people to the octave. May Lord have mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ. There were no many visions. So the earth was being cut off from the civilization of heaven. And then the Bible says there was something about the reality that was obtainable in the temple. The lamp of God, of which God has instructed never to be put out. It had gone out in the temple. It means that darkness was factored. In that ivory tower of light, there was darkness there. And that darkness that was there was going to float, was going to be factored into every facet of human endeavor in those times. It was going to be factored into the economy. It will be factored into the security of the land. It will be factored into food production. It will be factored into entertainment. It will be factored into education. Once the lamp of God that is supposed to be in the ivory tower of God is put out, you would drink of the darkness through every other stream that flows to the society. And there are whole continents today that the lamp is out. And everything you touch has been contaminated by darkness. That's why sons of light need to rise. There's something going on. I'm a missionary. Last year we did 17 missions. I was so airborne last year that my backbone is as if it wanted to take on a new shape. I had so much pain on the back, and I went for a massage. And the person said, "Oh, you're almost crippled." I said, "Your back is hallelujah." I said, "How long will it take you to straighten that bone?" I said, "It will take a few." And that's when they will stand on your back and glide. I don't wish you to be there on that table when they do like this. So that your back can straight. So I'm a missionary. So I can tell you about what goes on the continent of Africa. There's a false prophetic movement that is on that continent. And it's so loud, but yet false. Those are the kind of things that happen. When the lamp in the house of God goes out, death, even what people serve as ministry, it has no light. It's just a cup of darkness. And they serve it with music. And people die thereafter. Disconnected from God. The hunger on the continent of Africa is palpable. You can touch it. But you know what? We need light bearers. We need to rise again. Because so many people have been marginalized. So many people have been usurped. So many people have been manipulated by ministry. But you see, the problem is not ministry. The problem is the lamp is out. And so anything you touch, education, when you go through what they teach young sons and young daughters, you will see the darkness has flowed into that sector. If you, everywhere you go, you will see the result of what is going on in the house of God. You will see the darkness that we are hiding flowing into society. Because every city, every nation, what you see on the streets It's a reflection of what is going on in the house of God. So if God wants to fix the city, wants to fix the nation, what he would do is that he comes first to his house to judge and to shake things up. This is one of those times that you will see him shake things. If you are a witness of God and you speak by light, instantly darkness is threatened. Instantly. There is no way you can partake in the ministry of light without persecution. Without resistance. Because darkness will want to extend its shelf life. And so when you come bearing witness with fire, with light, it will stir up so many things. Because darkness has taken hold, has taken ground. But you see, in the midst of this darkness, God felt that the only way to salvage the situation was to reach out to a young lad that was absolutely ignorant of the ways of God, but he just found himself in the temple because his mother made a vow. And so he was in the temple, he didn't know what was going on there. He was just moving around. Hallelujah. And if you read carefully, you find everybody had a sleeping place to go deep. Into that transaction. All right? But we'll do all of that. Don't worry. He led him to a point of surrender. And then after the transaction he had with Melchizedek, these kings now come to negotiate with him. And they were asking him, give us the souls, take the goods. That's what the devil will always present to every pastor. Let's have the souls. You take the goods. And Abraham, knowing that his transaction with Melchizedek had brought him to a point of surrender, and in fact, that transaction was a transaction that willed the earth to Abraham. When you hear that God promised Abraham that indeed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Oh, you're not following. Are you following me? Indeed, there's something I'm going to do inside of you. There's a dealing I will bring to you. There's an encounter that I will bring to you that will become a wellspring that every family of this earth, irrespective of generation or nation, will draw from and be blessed. The fulfillment of that is traceable to his encounter with Melchizedek. That was when he became the warden of the earth and God blessed him. And then Sodom now came and said, you can take the gold. Don't worry, just give us our guys. And then Abraham said, no, unfortunately. I met with Melchizedek, king of Salem. And he has promised me that I will be rich. I don't want you to come to say to people, to say on BBC that I was the one that made Abraham rich. Because I already have a contract that is going to lead to greatness. Such greatness that you cannot give me. So I don't want you to stain my testimony. Are you there? So when Abraham did all of these things, he didn't take the money because of his encounter with. And then he had taken on four kings. And because he didn't take the money, he was not going to be loyal to the king of Sodom and Gomorrah and his allies. So he was standing alone in the desert. Think of that. What if Amra fell? Chedorlaomer? Tider? What if they regroup and say, hey, our problem is actually Abraham, not Gomorrah. Let us locate Abraham and teach him a lesson for interfering with political issues that are beyond his pay grade. So Abraham in the wilderness was afraid. And then a Dabar war came to him in the book of Genesis chapter 15 verse 1. Are you alone in the wilderness? Have people betrayed you, deserted you, and it's as if you are the only man standing in your island? There is something that can change the mix. A word from God. And the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 15 verse 1, that after these things, all of the things I explained to you, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying what? Fear not. Because he was afraid. He was afraid that Tidal will come back. He was afraid that Amraphel will come to him. And in the midst of that encounter, that vision he had, the Lord said, what? He said, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield, and I am thy exceeding great reward. I'm aware you turned down the proposal of the king of Sodom, so I will be your reward. I'm aware of the mighty feat that you carried out in discomfiting the kings of the islands. I will be your shield. You will see that all these prophets in the Bible, the proceeding word of God came to them at strategic points in their lives. It was by the encouragement, by the reinforcement, by the rejuvenation that comes through the Dabar word, that these men were able to transverse their generation, walk through the wilderness paths until they became strengthened in the land of men. I tell you the truth, in my own little journey, you know my journey is brief and little. Oh my God. Today we are in London celebrating that the Lord is beginning to do something in London. This ministry wouldn't have reached here because it was designed to fall and die. Men had risen up against me from in-house, not from outside, in-house. To Jesus. And I went to Jesus. I said, Lord, you know I was doing well on my own. You decided to call me. I was okay. You said I should be your messenger. My problems began when I decided to be your messenger. Hallelujah. I told him what was going on. And you know what he said? In the evening, at the time of the going down of the sun, the time of the evening oblation, he said, stand still. And you shall see the salvation of God. That was the first time the strategy for war, there were people that wanted me out and down. And the strategy that God was giving me was, keep quiet and watch. You shall see the salvation of God. Do you know that a strange fear from, I don't know where it came from, fell on these people and they ran away. It's not every battle you are meant to fight. So the way God raised men like Samuel was that he kept giving them the Dabar word. The reason why you will need to know God is so that you'll be able to discern the Dabar word. The Dabar word is his strategy for education. Okay, like if you see this situation right now, all right? He brought comfort to Abraham, brought strength to Abraham, and then brought a promise to Abraham through the Dabar word. If we go on, I can show you examples of where he reveals his purpose for nations, for individuals, for prophets, through what? The Dabar word. You see, it is both a means by which the Lord encourages and a means by which he establishes purpose, a means by which he gives you strategy for warfare, because I told you that the Holy Ghost will teach you how to live. He will teach you. Many times you come to your wit's end with all your engineering knowledge and law knowledge, you will not know what to do. Then you need to go back and say, oh, we no longer know what to do. Then he gives you a word. Teaches you how to live. How to survive the situation. How to thrive. How to rise. When people think you are finished, you are out, and your own is done. Then suddenly a word comes in the night. And they meet you burning with fire. The very next day, and your enemies wonder, why is he not down and out? Something was fired into his spirit man that quickened him. Ooh, it is the spirit that quickens. The Bible says, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. 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 He will speak to you. He will come. He will quicken your ears to hear his voice in the midst of gross darkness. He will whisper, and the power of his whisper will be so strong that it will discomfit every form of gloominess that has taken hold. God will speak again in the name of Jesus Christ. He will speak again. He will speak again. He will speak again. The Bible calls him the immutable. Nothing can stop him. Nothing can mute him. He keeps speaking. He keeps prophesying. There is a word that he has spoken over your life, and heaven and earth can pass away, but that word will stand. It will take hold. The Dabba word of God. Pabo Samahai Tokobi Light. Bigobon Seke Baba Korea. Zabroske sosiko baminale, Gemina I combeso, Igoba subria la babon shamike tali, Yabobo siko presco fatube la kid, Yebon shami, Babo siko bre, you spoke before, you will speak again, Zibobo cobre santale. Zabekosketo banto liko braskita. I kombela mise. I kosamondala. Ibrokonde babosike. Braito bokola isami. Immutable. Immutable. No one can mute him up. He spoke before to our fathers, and he will speak to us in our time. By the word of his lips, he opens the door that is shut. By the blast of his lips, he stops the womb. Who can stand before his majesty? Who can say to him, what doest thou? Can you pray today and say, Lord, speak again. Speak again. You spoke before. Speak again. Oria siko bogobo silana yeko. Endo dobonde sekabubo sali. Aibo konde. Rabidoski. Ido babale. Brendo koboko skami. Yabobo riasike. Rando skedo bombali. Embre kesko pakula basando. Embre keso sele. Busca bronde, eskete boboria. You spoke before. You spoke before. Speak again. 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 Hey! Bosile bobo mama. I commiss. La Boma Liga, I say the Monde, Icoba Santoria, every Scofila Mamo, speak again, O God. Ame Mamo Sabila, Roskeso Samakande, in the name of Jesus. Can we sing this song and crown him? Lord, and crown him. Lord of all. Do you know the whole song? All hail the power of Jesus' name, let us
prostrate for.
Isso segue no mundo. Raiso sica benile. Povoi te cube. Ramiso coma maia tali. Sei bobo simo. Rescomi cababola. O mais so semi. Amacando boboria si cobala. Sibobonde, aminés, aminai compala ma sobri, e copos que camina cadia ma. Saponi, encobelamo, ai cabeci copamale, amo santore. E come na masuke bar Escobe minaile Amorose cobraschi to bandeli Yama mama rakas Roske so saminaito E come babosi E come ndoro bosanda E come si lo comprestate, tanto mi la canta babore, e sa sila, e sa salamonte, e sa cura massacro, e sa salimonte. Salimo con fresca palaminaia. Eliamo sesso sali. Fresco bila kunda mamondale. Alai con pelisco fresco palama catele. Embro così boboria babahande. We give you praise. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. So we'll do practicals for 15 minutes and I'll be seated. We'll continue tomorrow morning. There's so much we need to explore from the Word of God. So much. The angel of His presence is here this night. Angel of His presence locks in our midst. Locks in our midst tonight. Covesi sobrendo come lai toko bizali. Anto berakase sumri havalamono. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. You may have a good pastor, but nothing can take the place of having to hear the Holy Ghost. You need a good pastor, indeed. But the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also in His prophets, so shall ye prosper. As I study the Bible from page to page, I see the way God dealt with our fathers of old. One of the most significant ways he dealt with them is by the Dabba word of God. If you are receiving the Dabba word of God with time, 10 years from now, we'll know. Your life is going to sustain a rhythm. A rhythm that is indicative that of the fact that your path was programmed before you found it. Yes. When you are living by the word of God, the wise men around you will call you a fool. But over time, you will be called wise, and the wise men will accept that they are foolish. Yes, that's how it is. Because the wisdom of God doesn't look like wisdom initially. It looks like foolishness. It is only your communion, your devotion to God that will compel you to obey. It's not as if it looks logically right. Over time, you will find that you never lost your way. Yes, yes. This is my story. This is my testimony. Before we begin the practicals, can you pray a prayer of dedication to God and say, Lord, can you make me trust your words, the words that your spirit whispers into my ears? Can you make me trust it? Psalms 29, where it speaks of the voice of the Lord. Put it on the screen. Something will happen here today. Where he speaks about the voice of the Lord. Is it verse 4 or 6? The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. And what that scripture means is that the voice of God, there is a voice of God for many waters. And waters prophetically speaks about turbulent humanity. There is a voice of God for every individual. There's a voice of God for every people group. There's a voice of God for every nation, every continent, because the voice of God is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. He thunders with his voice. There is something he's saying to the United States. There is something he's saying to the United Kingdom. There's something he's saying to you. Next verse. The voice of the Lord is powerful. Just in case there's an obstacle, something standing in the way, it can blast it out. And I've seen that again and again. Things being blasted out so that the counsel of God he has spoken over your life can come to pass. Can somebody say, blast it out, oh Lord. Nothing can stand in the way of the voice of God. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. That means in the end, in the beginning, the voice might look like a lie, but in the end, it will show his supremacy over situations, over witches, over witchcraft, over darkness. Somebody say, Lord, reveal your majesty. It's full of majesty. If that voice goes out, it does not come back until the majesty in it is revealed. Oh my God, your life is going to be renovated by the voice of God. Kaimosi kobemali. Sevilobo compress kite mamayako. Reveal the majesty in your word. For you have spoken a word over my life. It will not fall to the ground. Next verse. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars, the obstacles. The cedar, if I'm not mistaken, is the biggest tree. Has like 27 meters of stem length. 27 meters of stem length. And the Bible says that the voice of the Lord, he breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. What is this mountain that you want to bring before the voice of God? It reveals his power by shattering it, every bit of it. And tonight, some things will come down crumbling. They will come down crumbling because of the voice of God. Who is he that speaketh a thing and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not spoken? Your journey does not end here. Your story does not end here. The majesty of his voice must be revealed in your life. He has heard us. Hallelujah. 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 Now listen. Listen. I see. I see like five people in the room. God wants to use you as a channel of blessing. He will not only heal you tonight, but he's going to use you to extend the streams of healing to the lives of other people. In a moment of time, he will stretch his hands out. Then those five people will receive the anointing. Oh, Jesus. He will stretch forth his hands. Then five of them will be anointed as I speak. The hand of God will descend. His spirit will come down. Grace will be released. It's coming even stronger. Coming even stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Holy Ghost. Ooh. He puts his grace upon you because this is the time that he will cause your face to shine. We're going to do something for the next 10 minutes. Glory to God. See mama who sin it. See mama who. See mama who. Mama ho Zonanale Aila Mondena Sonia la Baboma Sie Mama ho. Oh Jesus. Sie Mama ho. See mama ho egalema sai la mama ho. Sai la mbone sadia babodo. Thank you Jesus. See mama ho. Thank you, Lord. Now listen. I will give an instruction, a command. And the moment I give a command, because I am trapped by this scripture, Psalm 29 verse 5, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. I will give a command, and anyone that is under the influence of any kind of devil The yoke we break. And then we walk out free. Tonight. Ah, he's here with us. He's here. I see his sign. Hallelujah. Now, ushers, the next set of people that the hand of God will come upon, bring them to me. We need to complete a deliverance process that the Holy Spirit will begin. The moment I give the command, there will be manifestations of diverse kinds. And chains will begin to break. Yeah. Bondages will begin to give way. For those of you sitting in the congregation, you might find someone fall off by your side. Don't run away. It's a blessing of God that is being made manifest. I think someone is under the influence of the Lord there. I think the person can see Jesus in the congregation. Oh my God. Okay. Alright, I think the Lord introduced the encounters first. I thought the deliverance would take place before the encounters. Now this is a moment of encounter. Some people will begin to see the Lord. All kinds of, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. There are two angels in this place. There are two angels in this place. To these two angels will begin to minister to two ladies right now, to two ladies that will begin to minister. Begin to minister. There is, yes, there's an accent. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I see a lady. This lady has a prophetic ministry, and the Lord is going to appear to you. He will appear to you. He will appear to you. He appear to you. He will appear to you. Holy Ghost, arrest that lady, arrest that lady, arrest that lady, arrest that lady. The oil of the prophet. I am a son of Jose, a candy son of a candida. See the oil of the prophet. See, Mama, yes, so nobly. I've been a confession. If I'm a good. Listen to me. There's somebody here, your spiritual ears are about to be open. It will come with great spiritual energy. You will know something is, oh God, oh God. At the count of 12, you will see the intensity. It comes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, Holy Ghost. See a compelling nascendo. The counsel of the Lord will be restored upon us. Men that can perceive the things that are tenable in the realm of God. Bring this way, bring it. New measures, new journeys in the spirit. Grace. I'm looking for. Two of you on this road that I'm looking for. And the hand of God, Jesus, the hand of God will come upon those two individuals. On this road, on this road, on this road, on this road, on this road. The hand of God, it will be so intense, so strong upon you. Yeah. Yeah. So in a moment of time, if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, it's time to pray in tongues for 2 minutes. There is something we want to receive. We want to receive something right now. The heavens are open. You are going to be empowered. The hand of God will come upon you. Jesus. There's
cedars of Lebanon in your life will break now. The cedars will break. The cedars will give way. If there's a limitation on your life, on your ministry, it will give way this instant. Hey! Come on, Sakamoria, Baya Kobilasi, Akebon Sekaya. Yes, yes, you will go upward. You will go upward. You will go upward in the name of Jesus Christ. Grace is given unto you. You will go. Samo Korea Babadinaya. And Sonina Kaya. Oroko Santora Makame. Let the cedars fall tonight. Let the cedars fall. Fall in the name of Jesus. Candelo mosike momoro kosako. Rasko be konteli. Yaho sabota. Yes. Candelo lobokoro. Sento bote. Reske tomoko domoko. Seminai toko bala asia mole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is enlarging the capacity of his people. And for many of us, that which you think is already concluded, the Lord said, no, I have not ended it. Yes. So he brings about a restoration tonight. Even in areas that you have concluded that it is over, God brings to life the dead. And the wombs of many women shall be unstopped, and life shall be found therein. For the Lord himself shall show you a sign, and this sign will come in 3 months from today. Your womb will hold life. Your womb will hold life, says the Lord. Your womb will hold life. There will be life in your womb. Ooh. It opens. It opens. Your waiting has come to an end. I open and no man can shut. Osiko Bramina itoko silabato. And Oboria Masi, Presco Fili, Presco Felamonte, Presco Sico Bamacato, Alabon Sekele. Strange miracles will take place, for the Lord will bring his counsel to pass. Finally, before I run away, I see someone in this room.
one of your ears cannot hear. So if you want to take a call, for instance, you cannot use that ear to take that call. Sometimes you will need to say, pardon me, because you couldn't hear the first time when someone spoke to you. And I see you. This is the second time he shows me to you. So if you are there, come. Come. And he revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. For the word of the Lord will always come to anyone that has the Spirit of God in them. It will come. Even though Adam didn't have the Spirit of God, the Bible said that the voice of God came to search him out in the cool of the day. God will always find his own. Always. Always. We are here today because of the sound of the word of God. The sound. First of all, the reason why you're standing here, first of all, is because the only way I can know the people God wants to anoint is that he told me you have a hearing problem and he's going to heal that. But let's start with the anointing first. Let's start with the anointing first. So we'll start with the anointing. Before the healing. He say Momoria Kabeskido Bandele. Laiso Sami, Laiso Sekebraski, Laiso Mandolia Brakatala Bondame, Laiso Seni, Laiso Sakuria, Laiso Siko Brema, Ama Santoria, Ikobelia Sima. Oh, someone is hungry here. Someone is drawing. It's drawing the anointing. It's drawing the anointing. It's drawing the anointing. Someone draws the anointing. Virtue is leaving me because someone is hungry. Someone is drawing it. Someone is reaching out in the spirit. Something is going on here. Orobo seko babi na kanteli. Simo manahano. Roske valamina kori. Yes, I see it now. Come, come. 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 There's an oil that comes upon you this instant. Grace. Your hearing in the spirit will be greatly aided by God. Greatly aided. This tool, ladies here, intercessors. So your ear will have to open. Your physical ear will have to hear. He revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh. There are Samuels that will rise from this meeting. God will come to you, and by the Dabar of God, he will begin to reveal himself to you. Will be poured upon your life. Oh, I hear the cry of somebody. The person is looking for a job, and I see that you will have three jobs around the same time. Three jobs around the same time. Three jobs. All right, so she has. Grace. You will walk in the grace of God. You will walk in. You will walk in grace. You will walk in grace. You also have that? Okay. You will walk in grace. Glory to God. All right. You know, the anointing is so strong. Sometimes I feel as if it is physical, dripping out. Sometimes I feel like that. All right. So this place is called Jesus Clinic. You know, there's a force field right here. So if you find yourself here, you have been admitted to hospital, Jesus Hospital. Hallelujah. Okay, come. The first patients in Jesus Hospital are these brethren here. Amen. Okay. Now, you know what? No, just hold them. Just support them. Yeah? What's the problem?
Brain damage.
Okay. No problem. You sit down on my seat. No. Okay. Support them, hold them. Now, put your hand in the ear that cannot hear and block it completely. Block it completely. Just block it. The ear that cannot hear. Block the ear that cannot hear completely. And we're going to call upon the name of the Lord right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise because you are God. There is none that is beside you. Omnipotent. Omniscient. Oh, King of Kings, we celebrate you in the name of Jesus Christ. So I bind every deafening spirit. Deafening spirit, be bound. Be bound. Be bound. Be bound. Be bound. Be bound in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you, come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. Come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. Come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. Come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. Now I command those ears, hear. Hear in Jesus' name. Take out the finger. Now block this ear that can hear completely. Block the ear that can hear. Wait, just follow my instructions. This one cannot hear. No problem. Block the ear that can hear. Remove.
This one is like a horn.
No problem. Block this one. That is good. Okay? Can you run a test on the ears for them? Run a test. He's.
Hello.
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
Huh? Yeah.
You can hear that?
Yeah.
Is it louder?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Now, let her say what I'm saying. Just give her the microphone.
I can hear that. Jesus.
Savior.
Thank you, Lord. This is what so created my legal career.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Joseph, Savior.
All right, so you say you have a hole in your
You said come down if anybody sickness and Jesus is healing.
Yeah, Jesus, so, this is Jesus
so
cleaning.
I came down where the healing is gone.
Okay, you came down. You are welcome. Okay, you're welcome. So, can we know the problem? What?
Skin problem, like, and basically I was going through some depression and stuff like that, and it's like.
Okay. So multiple problems.
Basically, I came down to the hospital with.
Okay. Yes, this is the hospital. Okay. What's your name?
Michael.
Okay. Can you stretch your hand in the direction of Michael? Just speak in tongues for the next 2 minutes. Just for 2 minutes. As we admit him to Jesus. Jesus Clinic. Jesus Clinic. Esosia Bonde. Gombroko Sokobo Kotomina Kadi. Merino Santo. Berino Bransetti, Cabroma Hanselia, Rigabasco Tebande. We rebuke the spirit of depression in the name of Jesus. Every chain of the devil, be broken. Be broken. Be broken. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Korea Baba Sute. Bresco Fela Mila Habrazelo Man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Do you realize that the Lord wants you to serve Him, to totally, totally serve Him? Do you realize that?
Basically, He brought me through a lot. I was Catholic. I was on the run. I was wanted by the police, and He delivered me. Broke
some chains are breaking. Yeah.
I have been backsliding.
No, you were brought here to come back to God. So if you accept that you will walk with Him,
yeah.
I'm going to pray for you, and the anointing will come upon you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I got baptized with the Holy Spirit, but lately I haven't been feeling it.
All right, I want to introduce you to a friend. He will help you with. Yeah, so take hold of Micah, all right? He has the hand of God upon his life, and if you can help him out, he will be a great evangelist. So that's him. The Lord's hand is upon you from this day henceforth. In the name of Jesus. Can you celebrate the Lord as they go back to their city? I sustain the mundo. In the name of Jesus. So if you are here tonight and you've never made a personal commitment to turn over your life to Jesus Christ, this is the moment. You know that God has been haunting you and you have not been so friendly with the message of the gospel. But the Lord brought you here by His grace because He wants to enlist you. And just in case you are here tonight, and you are saying, I'm tired of running around. I want to connect with Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The only thing I request from you is to identify by putting your right hand on your chest. Lord, I want to be your man. And if your right hand is on your chest, lift your left hand up so that the preacher can see you. Right hand on your chest. Left hand up so that the preacher can see you. All right. So if you are doing that already, preacher, stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Right hand on your chest. Left hand up. Stand on your feet. Okay. So can you come to the preacher? Come to me. Come to me now. Come to me now. Someone celebrate the Lord Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Just keep coming. from upstairs, you are welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Oh, welcome in the name of Jesus. Welcome in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, I want to, yes. Salute them, they're coming, they're still coming. Still coming from the balcony. Still coming from behind. You are welcome in the name of Jesus. So in a moment of time, I want to lead you to address Jesus. Can you say, Lord Jesus, I come before you because I cannot save myself. Have mercy on me. Wash me of my sin. Write my name in the book of life. Give me the ability to live for you all the days of my life. Every covenant I entered into, knowingly or unknowingly, let its power over my soul be destroyed this instant in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, Pastor Harry, how do we proceed? Okay, yeah. Can you go with Pastor Brian? This is Pastor Brian. Just go with him for 1 minute. He will take your details because we want to see you at the end of this time out. So he will be responsible for that. Just walk with Pastor Brian, please. Salute them. Salute them. Salute them. Salute them. So I've been in a serious Bible study. I wanted to find out how our ancestors were able to know God so much. Joshua comes on this fateful day and he thinks he has some unfinished business, and he commands the sun to stand still, commands the moon to stand still, commands, and if you know some physics, you will know that the entire galaxy stood still, no motion in the Milky Way galaxy, no motion at all. Because if Earth was standing still and Saturn was in motion, oh my God, we will not be here. Everything stood still on the commandment of a mortal being. And that was how he took a day out of February. Took a day out of. Hallelujah. Now, how did they learn God? And Moses wakes up one fateful day and he decides to say to the Red Sea, oh, okay, I understand that there is a way that was made in your belly, and that's the best route for us right now. And a wall of water to this side and to that side stood until a nation passed over. I don't know if you are troubled when you see those things. You were not there. You didn't pray for Jesus to rise from the dead. He rose without your prayer. It was not a prayer meeting. Everybody was asleep. And this man journeyed out of Hades, the underworld, and came back in bodily form. And he's right now, he's domiciled in heaven in the same body. When you get there, he will show you the nail print. He has decided to leave that as souvenir just to show everybody I was down there. It was not a prayer meeting. He just walked out. Hallelujah. And I have evidence. If you give me time, I'll show you. Okay, I normally ask this question. How many times did Jesus ascend into heaven? How many times? Three times? Yeah, seven times. In the gospel, yeah, seven times.
7 times, inclusive of the one you know. Okay, do you still remember when he came out of the tomb, he was about to ascend into the heavenlies, and this lady Mary was crying. He was already in transit. He said, no, that can't wait. And he told her, do not touch me, because I'm not yet ascended unto my Father. He was doing some ascending business. Because if she had touched him, she would be the only one that saved. The blood of Jesus has not yet been taken into the Holy of Holies, where the permutation for justice, judgment, and equity will be set up. I have not yet ascended to my Father. You didn't pray for him to ascend. When he was speaking to Nicodemus, you still remember? John chapter 3. He said, no man has ascended to heaven at any time save the Son of Man that is in heaven. No man. Oh, you will say, oh, but Elijah ascended. Elijah did not ascend at will. It was a wild wind that took him. He had to be positioned right in order for him not to miss the flight. But Jesus ascends at will without your prayer. Think about it. And while he was still speaking to them, he began to ascend. And the same way the Bible says he ascended into the heaven, at will, that's how he's going to show up. It's not a bomb that will bring an end to this civilization. It's Jesus. When he feels it's over, he will just come and say, oh, okay, I'm here. I will follow him. I will follow him. So we are gathered together so that we can learn his ways, the ways of the Holy Spirit, so that each and every one of us will become equipped, competent to know his mind, to know his will, and to give our lives as men and women in Europe at this time, because this is a critical focal point of God. He intends to conscript men and women to be part of his army. And so we must learn his ways. And if we do, the people in this room are sufficient to bring a revival to this nation. This room. Meanwhile, we will not stop until we see that revival, until we see people gathering under a tree and weeping. They are weeping. They are just weeping. We will not stop. They are weeping because of conviction. Weeping and asking for Jesus. We will not stop. We will not stop until right in front of Buckingham Palace, all kinds of, even security guards that are supposed to be like this, they weep. Jesus. We were praying one day and a drunk was making his way past us. And when he came close, he froze. And he realized he only had the ability to take one step forward and one step backward. And he did this for a long time. So we were distracted. We're in prayer, but we're distracted by the man. I went to him and said, what's wrong with you? He said, you are not seeing this man that is not allowing me to move. Oh, there was an angel there. And if he wants to move, the angel will say, hey, you stay. I said, oh. So he was arrested by an angel. So we led him to Christ before the angel left him. And he came and joined our prayer. He was smelling booze. Oh, the most concentrated beer. He was smelling beer. But he ended up in a prayer meeting. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's not all. They sent a sorcerer all the way from a nation in Africa. I don't want to mention the name of the nation because I myself, I don't know the nation. Sent a sorcerer to do harm to us in Nigeria. And he arrived.
He arrived at our premises at 2 a.m. in the morning. Guess what? He met us in night vigil. Aswa kapana koki abogo. And 2 a.m. in the morning, this man begins to cry, shout, fire. We could not see any fire, but he was under that fire. He was hired to kill one of us. Yeah. I say it publicly and on air because I know it is true. And he was under that fire till 5 a.m. in the morning. Nobody saw the fire that plagued him, but it disarmed him with all his charms. He was heavily armed in the spirit for that mission. He was embarrassed. So 5 a.m. in the morning was we had to bring the police. There's a man here that needs your attention. That was how he was taken to the police station. His mission was aborted. And the person he was sent to kill is still alive. We've been to crusades, even this year in Cameroon. I was just preaching the gospel then. You'll find two people in the congregation just rise up and take off, just sprint. Then we'll say, catch that, God, stop. I don't know what makes them run, but any whatever it is was real. Even those days when we did sprint, we didn't run that way. The days of the realities, the wonders of God are coming back to the earth again. And God wants to do supernatural things with normal people like you and me. I told the doctors the other time, take medicine on your left hand and Jesus on the right. Take Jesus clinic on your right hand. Let us pray. Make me your vessel. Make me your instrument. I want to serve your will. I want to do what you want. That's why we came. We call upon your name. Make out of us instruments. Swallow up our weaknesses by your spirit, our insufficiencies. Oh, Mahaseli Monde. Ruski folai kopama kadeboshi ebrokonde isasalo. And for those that are pastors and ministers of the gospel, ask him for the supernatural, that your ministry will break forth with signs, with wonders. The nations will not bow in obedience to our king until they see signs and wonders. He makes you an instrument. He makes you a voice. Signs. With wonders, with miracles, yes, with mighty deeds according to his will. Yes, there is a place he wants you to dominate. And so he sends you, even tonight, by his spirit. Lord, look upon us with mercy and cause your face to shine in the name of Jesus. Amen. Saturday night is a real healing night. Bring the sick, bring the deaf, bring crippled people, people that are using crutches, walkers, and let us call upon the name of Jehovah. Hallelujah. So we'll be here again. What's the time for tomorrow? 9 a.m. I will attempt to complete my teaching. I will just attempt. I didn't say I will finish. There will be an attempt, all right, to complete. I salute you. Come with your son. Okay, hold on. Now, I have a secret desire, and I want you to help me fulfill my desire. My desire is I want to leave Nigeria And for 7 days, 8 days, 12 days, I do capacity building, teaching, and spiritual development. That's what I'm called to do. But you see, if we must pay for the venues that we use to do this capacity building, it will never happen. So the desire I have is that we'll have our building. I didn't hear amen. We'll have a place, no matter how small we can. You know, there was an accommodation problem sometime, and they took off the roof, and you know, everything went on. You know, it might be small. We will know how to do it to make sure that anyone that is hungry for spiritual education will find a place. And it must not be in central London. It must not be. It can be somewhere, but somewhere we will all find a place. Amen, hallelujah. So that is my dream. We need our own place in the city of London. And that's the reason why I want to invite you to be a partner. For instance, when you become a partner, it means that you have accepted that you are part of the people responsible to sacrifice to ensure that we have what it needs to continue in this labor. Everybody must not be there. But if you have come to that understanding that you are willing to sacrifice regularly to see that we continue on this mission, then you will need to take one of these forms. We need to take one of these forms and fill it out. There is the brochure aspect is for your consumption, and the form aspect is what you need to fill out and return to us so that we can update our partnership data bank. We need a place in London. We need a place in Glasgow. We need a place in Cardiff. Yes. We are hoping to excavate as spiritual archaeologists all the ruins of the Welsh Revival right in Cardiff. Yeah, we want to excavate it. We want to look for it. We want to look for where that mantle is. We want to look for where that anointing is. Where that up, oh my God. That's what I'm going to spend my life doing. Oh yes. All my life. We will find that well. We will dig it up. And that fountain again must be restored in the land. So join me on this great challenge as we seek to get a place so that I can leave Nigeria, and it doesn't matter where I sleep. Okay, I can sleep in Brian's house. Yeah, just give me a room there. Perch myself. And I use the train today. So, my God, as long as the train is functioning, I can appear anywhere just with my Bible. Jesus. So we need a place. And that's why we want to invite you to pick up this form, fill it out, get ready for responsibility, and let us team up according to as the Lord makes resources available to you at our own.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.